Stephen and Lauren had signed up for the country club months ago with their friends, but they'd never played doubles together. In fact, ever since their one-night stand all those years ago, they preferred to stay on opposite ends of the room whenever possible.
It appeared they still had lots of chemistry, even if it was just on the court. They had been playing all day without losing once. Steve usually never liked taking the back seat, but watching her skirt lift every time she jumped to hit the ball over the net sent shivers down his spine. Then, there was the way her crop top fitted tightly against her breasts. Remembering how juicy and plump her nipples were gave him goosebumps.
Lauren couldn't see where Steve's attention was since she was in the front service boxes, but she definitely noticed his muscular arms and how his large hands wrapped around the handle. She wondered what else he could do with those hands she was unaware of. When she caught herself thinking of him like that, she felt a tingling sensation overcome her. That wasn't a good sign.
All right, that's the end of the third set.
Lauren punched him in the arm playfully, asking him where his mind was at. He wondered what she'd think if he told her it was up her skirt.
She couldn't bring herself to look him in the eye, fearing she was actually attracted to him right now. Steve? Really?
You two were on fire.
She nodded and looked away, since when did he care if it was her favorite song? She rolled her eyes and turned her back on him.
Jeez, let's get you two back on the
Lauren was surprised by his answer, but she was secretly thrilled by the possibility of spending some time alone with him, so she nodded enthusiastically.
Try not to beat him with the racket, okay?
Once her friend was out of sight, Steve was determined to explore whatever was going on between him and Lauren. Was there actually some sexual tension between them?
He hit the ball toward her and she stopped it with the racket. She threw it into the air several times and pretended to serve as practice and a warm-up. This is when Lauren finally realized where Steve's eyes had been all afternoon. She placed his hand on hers and pressed her forearm against his. She felt a small tingle in her vagina.
Steve could feel an erection coming on, so he took a tiny step back, just so there was more room between them.
Lauren untied her hair and let it drop down to her waist. She shook her head gently to make sure that some strands tickled his biceps and torso.
Steve Steve readjusted his stance, but he never expected her to drop the ball and bend over.
Lauren smiled as she innocently rubbed her ass against his crotch, feeling his erection harden by the second. She even grabbed the ball and pretended to drop it again, just so she could wiggle her hips a little. Discreetly looking over her shoulder, Steve was in a state of bliss. Lauren was enjoying seeing him like this. So was she, feeling her underwear begin to get soaked.
As she got up, he found himself naturally placing his hand on her waist, almost as if trying to prevent her from getting up. She tiptoed and placed his other hand on her waist again to pull him closer. She turned her face and let her hair caress his neck. Then, she slowly whispered into his ear and he closed his eyes to let her soft words travel through his body.
She licked her soft lips and let their damp coolness stroke his earlobe.
He buried his nose into her neck and swiftly moved his left hand from her waist into her stomach and then downward. Toying with the elastic on her skirt, he breathed her in while allowing his thumb to move from side to side under the elastic.
Lauren bent her neck back and they let go of the racket. When Steve began to suck harder, her legs began to tremble. She quickly turned around and guided Steve's hands between her legs.
Lauren grabbed his hand and used it to slap her ass twice, each time pressing her pelvis into his to massage his erected crotch.
With one hand up her vagina and the other on her breasts, Steve couldn't get enough of her. He led her to the sidelines where he only hoped the rusty metal bench would watch his fantasies about her come true once more.
He sunk both of his hands into her skirt and pulled it down, revealing her bare ass underneath, and looked at her body with thirst and desire. Then he pulled down his own shorts and caressed her silky skin.
He grabbed her by the waist and sat her down on his erected penis all the way to its base, letting her vagina tighten and release with pleasure. Lauren loved his dick more than anything. She let her juices flood the base of his cock and then placed his finger on her clitoris, losing herself in the way he flicked it gently while massaging her breasts under her crop top.
The way she slid up and down his hard dick made him gasp for air as he struggled not to come too quickly. He wanted to feel every inch of her from the inside out.
Lauren moved up and down, trying to sink deeper into him every time. The way he rocked his pelvis sent her over the moon, moving her hips away and then closer toward him as she rode him.
He grabbed her by the waist and lifted her up to lick her breasts. Before she could say anything else, he sunk her back down into him.